Father God, we thank you for your word, how your written word brings us to the living word, your Son, Jesus Christ, that in him we have life, life eternal, a living eternal relationship with you through him. Father, we thank you for the word of your gospel, the good news. We pray right now for every soul here in this auditorium. We pray that everyone has a personal relationship with you, Lord Jesus, as our Lord and Savior. We pray that if there be one soul here that is lost without faith in you, Lord Jesus, that today would be the day of salvation, the day of faith and trust of their hearts to you, that transforming work of your gospel would have its work in their hearts as well. Continue that work in our lives as your children, having its transforming work in us for your glory, that through Christ and Christ alone, we are enabled to walk worthy of your gospel. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray. Amen. Turn with me to Colossians. And you find also in your bulletin a shortened version of the outline. I first thought we'd have 4 or 5 pages, but then I think maybe just 2 is fine. We're in Colossians talking about the preeminence of Jesus Christ in all things. That's the overarching theme and the title really for our study in the book of Colossians. Paul's addressing a lot of errors. A lot of theological errors. There were those who were saying, okay, it's good that you've received Christ as your Savior, but you got to go beyond that, and you got to have higher and higher knowledge and secret and mysterious knowledge. That was called the Gnostics. They were amplifying, if you will, or exemplifying that Jesus is not enough. You need more. And you know, it seems to be prevalent in our day and in our culture even today. Many say, Jesus is not enough. You need other things. Well, Jesus is the preeminent Son of God, and he's all sufficient for all things. We're told in God's word by Peter, through God through Peter, that in Christ Jesus we have everything we need for life and godliness. Aren't you glad? It's sort of like a one-stop shop. You know what I mean? Everything we need for life and godliness is found in our preeminent, all-sufficient Savior. So follow with me as I read through this section that we're going to be studying this day. That's from verses 15 through 23 of Colossians chapter 1. If you're using the Pew Bible, it's on page 1165. Colossians chapter 1, yes. And verses 15.
Not only the Lord of our lives, but also the Lord of our homes.
Through 23. Paul's prayer. This is one of the greatest passages in the scripture. Paul is praying and he's rejoicing in his prayer and he's giving thanks.
There are many great passages.
We want to take a look at
the Word of God
is great
in and of itself
and to verse 6.
But there are many great passages that we can kind of exalt, if you will, that extol, that explain
Paul's
the
love
deity
for the
of the Lord
and
Jesus
love
Christ.
For the Lord's
he is
people.
Indeed fully God and fully man.
Chapter 1, verse
before
5,
the incarnation,
where he
says,
was fully God
and always
will
be fully God.
If you will,
after his incarnation, when he came
and
into this world to be our Savior, to be your Savior,
heaven,
and my Savior, the
Savior
of this world.
Speaking up again
world,
at the, in the middle there, and that you have already
man.
Heard about the word of truth,
but no less
the gospel.
God, fully God
it is the
and
word
fully
of
man.
Truth. It's from God. It's God's
and today he's there in the heavens.
Then he goes on to say, that has come to you.
With a resurrected body.
We must
fully
hear
God,
it. We must believe it. We must
man.
Receive it as we receive
so
the Lord
this
Jesus
great
Christ
passage,
as our Savior. But notice what
explains,
he says.
Extols,
come to you all over the world. This gospel,
Jesus Christ,
God's gospel, Christ's gospel.
So follow
the gospel
with me
grace,
as we read God's
this gospel
word
is bearing
and
fruit
exalt
and growing,
Jesus
just as it
Christ.
Has been doing among you since the day
for
you
he
heard
is the image
and
of the invisible
God's
God,
grace in all
the firstborn over all creation. For by
Paul
him all things were created. Things
that
in heaven and on
and
earth, visible and invisible,
fruit.
Whether thrones or powers or rulers
multiplying
or
authorities,
will. And growing
all things
around
were created
the world.
By him and for
in
him.
In your introduction, your page
he is
before
you
all
in the
things,
outline,
and in him all things
take a look,
hold
if you
together.
Will, the introduction. A couple of
and he is the head of the
questions.
Body, the church.
How would you
he
define
is the beginning
the gospel?
And the firstborn
the same,
from among the
gospel
dead.
That Paul is talking
so
about.
So that in
everything,
well, some would say, John
3:16, Bill, it's so simple. That's
like the other
answer.
Translations that
it
have the
preeminence.
That would
be one definition
be
of the
gospel.
For God so loved
means.
The world that he gave his only begotten Son.
For God was pleased to have all his fullness
perish, but have everlasting
well in
life.
Him.
And
through him to reconcile to himself all things.
1 Corinthians chapter 15,
whether things on earth
four,
or things in
talking
heaven.
Talking about Christ dying
by
and
making
buried
peace
and then res-
through
his
blood
resurrection.
Shed on the cross.
Those salient points, if you
once
will, of
you
the gospel.
Were alienated
that's
from
a good
God,
answer, too.
And we're enemies
others
in your
would
minds
say, well,
because
the Romans
of your evil
road,
behavior.
Bill, don't you know that?
But now.
For all of sin, it comes here to the
glory of God.
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
To present you holy in his sight, without blemish, and free
from accusation.
Unto the point of salvation.
If you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under the heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant.
Lord, and believe in your heart,
it's a great passage. It really is. I say it's one of the great passages, greatest passages in Scripture, speaking of
the
importance of the preeminence of Jesus Christ, the deity of Christ.
As we share the gospel with
it
others.
Reveals the absolute preeminence of Christ. And Paul is dealing
with two things.
And so through this passage and through the entirety of the letter that he writes to the believers in Colossae,
the very heart, the very core of the gospel of Jesus Christ
and false theology about Jesus Christ.
The very
now, those false thoughts and false theology still prevail
something
today. But it's
more.
The word of God and it's the preeminence of Jesus Christ that
is the very heart of the gospel.
Those errors.
But another question
destroy
for you.
Them with the truth.
What is the proof of the gospel?
The truth shall set you free.
What is the proof
there
of the gospel?
There are a lot of cults today
say,
and there are a lot
life
of
that goes to church,
aberrant
goes
religious
to
groups and whatnot
a man or
that
woman, a boy or girl
have
says, I know Jesus,
theology.
I sign the decision card.
And false thoughts of
and,
who Jesus
and not discounting
Jehovah's
the value of all of those
Mormon
implements, if you will.
We could go on and on the list.
Being baptized as a believer.
What we want to do is like the elder said, let's exalt
Jesus Christ. That's part
of the Great
Commission of the gospel, isn't it?
The more we exalt him,
to be baptized
the more he is seen and the attraction to Christ is made
shown?
Sure. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But also, the other thing that Paul is doing, he's making clear the revelation of who exactly Jesus Christ is. Now, that's important.
It's a transformed life.
Because even as children of God, we need to grow in the knowledge
and
the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, growing in the knowledge of who he is and
what
he's
done,
what he's doing right now and what he will do at his second coming and what he do
I knew Bill
what he will do with the redemption of all of the universe.
And I'm glad you don't
the preeminence
know me
of
when
Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Savior.
Really?
Verses 15 through 23. We're going to be looking
Jesus
at this morning.
Does.
So I invite you to take out your outline. And we're going to make a correction. We're going to ask you to add another point there. But we'll get to that. I just want to give you a little bit of a heads up.
I pray there is.
As you fill
you
in places.
You could answer
places.
That question in many ways.
But
and I want to share
preeminence.
With you.
We don't
from
typically
this passage
use
we're going to be looking
it.
At
a supreme,
how we see
supremacy,
the evidence of the gospel being
eminent,
played out.
Sometimes
more specifically.
That term will be used. But
then
what is the
cost of the gospel? That's another good question.
Some of the English translations
of
the particular word that's here.
It's a very good translation.
So easy.
For what preeminence conveys.
The
word
the
eminent, which
Jesus
is the root word
price.
For preeminence,
amen.
Is the idea
that
of towering.
Jesus paid the
standing
price.
Out above.
Yeah.
That which
and when
is
he said it
is
finished,
or
paid
distinguished.
In full. That which
but,
is
you know, there is a cost to the gospel.
But when you put the, if you
yes,
will, the prefix,
the cost of salvation
pre-eminent.
Has been paid.
It heightens
but there
it.
Is a cost of service.
It broadens it. It deepens it.
Those who have
and
come it, to
what
know
it shows
Jesus
us
Christ
is
like
the superiority, the absolute superiority of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Paul
notable above all others, distinguishable above all others,
and that he experienced. We're going to be looking at that because that's a problematic section or verse in Colossians chapter 1. Because some have distorted that verse. We'll
it's important that you and I
about the afflictions
contemplate
that Paul has
that we think about
together
these things
with Christ,
of who Christ is.
Was he saying that Christ paid this?
That's why it says here.
And
take a look at verse 18. I know we're jumping ahead a little bit, but verse 18.
Some teach
where it begins.
Some religions
in the
teach
second
that.
Part where it says so that we've pointed out a number of times in previous expositions
we'll
of Scripture
why it's not true.
The word
but there
that,
is a
that
cost
phrase,
of the gospel,
so that speaks of
there
purpose,
is a cost
the cost of our salvation
goal,
has been fully paid
of the
by
objective.
The Lord Jesus Christ
it's a,
but
it's
the gospel
enough.
That you and I are called
and whenever
to
you see
live
that in the original
new
share
it's saying
has a cost.
Wait a second stop
we'll be
contemplate
that
think about what this means
well let's go on
think
in
your, about
your outline
what God's
purposes
the greatest truth
so that in everything
of the gospel
the supremacy
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
You see what Paul is doing. He's
underline
encouraging
that in your
the body
outline.
Of Christ, the believers
that's
there in Colossae,
the greatest
and
truth
reminding them through truth
and theme
through,
of the gospel.
Through good theology,
now, I know, if you will.
Good
we can
Christology.
Be here all day.
And
that we are
to make
every
the table,
effort, we are
have
to
our hot
endeavor
dogs
always
and everything else that
to see
there are other truths
to know
of the gospel. Yes,
and to
I don't
exalt
doubt
Jesus
that.
Christ
and
as
the
preeminent
Lord.
One.
There are other truths,
in
like, if you will.
Not just in the church on Sunday,
but in our lives, in our marriages,
okay?
In our families,
a glorification of the believer,
the
reconciliation
Christ.
That Christ
in our relationship
that God
with our neighbors,
where we work, the preeminence
in
of Jesus
Son,
Christ.
The Lord Jesus Christ. There are many truths
it's
of the gospel.
Him who we serve.
But the
Amen.
Greatest truth and the greatest theme
so
of the gospel
Paul is
Christ
is,
in you
is
taking,
the hope of
if
Lord.
You will, That you can't boil it down any further than that.
Of who Jesus Christ
that is the very heart,
fully
core
God
of the gospel.
And fully man,
for
Redeemer,
every born again believer, and for those who are yet to believe in the Lord Jesus
God
Christ,
the Father wants us to
Christ
know
in you, the hope of glory. We're
going to
see
Son,
what
Jesus
that means
Christ,
and how that relates to the
that
believer
he would
today.
Have the preeminence
let's take a look at your outline. Follow with me as I read chapter 1, verses 24 through 29. And so,
just
a few verses.
It's a good term.
Now I rejoice.
But let's take a look at
verses
15 through 17
for you. Christ's preeminence in creation. I fill up
because
in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to
slack
in any way.
This
talking
is
about the supremacy of the preeminence.
Some have taken this out of context.
To pre-creation and then through creation.
Paul's
before he gets to the church.
To the sacrifice of Jesus.
And that's where
Christ
you and I need to start with
that's
Jesus
not
Christ.
What he's saying.
And
in
we'll
eternity
why
past.
But let's
I know
go
that
on
sounds like a bit of an oxymoron
for the sake of his body, which
past,
is the
present,
church,
future,
and
I
eternity,
have
they
become
seem to conflict
because
by
no
the compassion God
future,
gave me
in eternity.
To
it's all
you
eternal.
The word of God,
but
fullest,
for you and I who are finite
mystery
beings and can
if you
only
have your
think
own
spatially,
Bible, go ahead
and
circle
and
or underline
time,
that
word.
The reference point is, I think, valid.
Doesn't get you curious?
Eternity past.
The mystery.
How many like
look and we find Christ there? Fully God.
Yeah.
Fully God.
And
the second person of the Trinity
so
of God.
Paul says something.
Let's take a look
about
at verses 15
mystery
and following.
The mystery
now
that
has
where
been
I need
kept
you to write in
for ages.
The oh boy, I'm more interested now.
Have
I really
seen
want to know what
his
this
mystery is.
I want you to go ahead
and
probably have some
ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the saints. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles
and
that you and I beloved
outline. The Gentiles,
right in,
the
glorious
his
riches of this mystery. Second time he uses the term mystery,
which is
Christ in you.
And then
the hope of glory.
There.
We proclaim
so you actually
him,
have A, B, C, D,
admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom so that we may present everyone.
Well, first of all, we
Christ
see it in his person.
To this
and
I labor
struggling.
He is the image
with all
of the invisible
energy.
God.
What is Paul
which is so
about?
Which
the
so
word image there is from the word
me
icon. He's the exact representation. He's the exact
we
representation.
Well, let's
image
take
of the living
deal
God
with the mystery first. Because that's right there in your outline.
We have this
number
so
one,
many times repeated
the mystery
the
revealed.
God.
And then
he's talking about the preeminence of God in
24 through 27.
With this person.
There are many
Jesus
mystery
Christ
truths
is
in the New Testament.
He wasn't created by
that
God
were,
as
that were hidden
some created angel, as some
in the mind and the plan of God.
As some were alluded to, if you will, made inference to, but not explicitly
but we see him
stated
creator,
in the Old Testament,
we
and
also see him as
revealed,
like,
he's
if you
the
will,
one who
the
is
mystery
the
of the church,
the exact image.
You
of
don't
the
see
invisible
the
God
church fully
take
disclosed
a look, if you will,
and defined and described in the
when
Old
we
Testament
see in his person. His
that's
one of the mysteries. In fact, we have
John,
a whole
chapter
list of,
one.
Take a look
at John,
John's
Gospel.
If you have
that
a
are
few
mentioned
Bible,
in the
New
Testament,
to
the mystery of the kingdom of God. The Lord Jesus Christ speaks about the mystery of the kingdom of God.
John has
the fullness of the Gentiles.
When is
Revelation
that time coming to its full? I believe we're getting
Jesus
very
Christ
close
prior
that time
to creation.
When the fullness of the Gentiles
Jesus
is
Christ
full
is. He always is. I am.
And then to put it bluntly,
not
all
I
hell
was
is going to break loose.
I am. I will be. He's eternal. I am.
To and so we have in John chapter 1, verse 1, he says,
in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word,
where will you be,
was God.
I believe in the rapture.
Now, I know the Jehovah's Witnesses
love
that
to translate
this.
That's why they
saved,
made their own translation. They say he was a God,
a little demigod.
But that's a mystery.
That is not
the mystery of the fullness of the Gentiles, the mystery of
the
gospel, the mystery of the age of
the
grace, the mystery of the church, the mystery of the rapture.
And then it goes on to say he was
those
God
referred
in the beginning
to as mysteries.
Then take a look at verse 14.
Again, the mystery
this
of iniquity.
One, the mystery
who we
of
know as the living word.
These are some of
who
the mystery
in eternity
that are
past
in the New
before
Testament
the creation. He created
and
all
we are
things
to be good stewards.
But notice also
we are to be
in
able
verse 14
to handle those,
the word
those
became
doctrinal
flesh.
He's talking about his incarnation.
Those mysteries in the New Testament.
There was a point in time and space when
and
Jesus Christ
mysteries
became a man.
Well, because they were hidden
fully God
in the ages past.
The
and now God
miracle
has fully revealed
them
to us, both
the word
in the first flesh
Son
and made his dwelling among us.
The New Testament.
We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only.
They're no
who
longer
came
hidden from the Father, full of grace and
but
truth.
But they're revealed now.
Now, John doesn't
men
stop there with this whole
girls
idea that Jesus Christ
see,
is the
that's
exact
one of the beautiful blessings
representation,
of the
exact
Christ
image of the invisible God.
It
the invisible now made visible in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. Take a look
heart,
at verse
mind
18.
Verse together 18 with the working of the Holy
no
Spirit
one has ever seen God because
now
we can't
say,
see God.
Well,
Spirit.
I
God
don't know too much
holy
about these.
Well, we can
how
learn
can we come into God's presence as sinners?
And take a look with me, if you will, very quickly.
He's the one who reveals
First
God
Corinthians
to us
chapter 2.
The invisible now made
visible.
First,
and if you're
no
using
one has
the
ever
Bible
seen God, but God, the one and
1129,
only who is at the Father's
if you're
side,
using the pew
has
Bible
made him known.
When
Paul
it speaks
addresses
about
this
God
issue,
the one and only, he's talking about the only
of that
God
which is
Son
revealed.
God.
That was the
same phrase that he uses there by those who are spiritual, because God has now revealed it to them. First Corinthians chapter,
same theology, same Christology,
speaking about the person of who Jesus Christ is.
Fully God.
Corinthians chapter 2.
And after,
from the incarnation on, fully man. And so, when we see the preeminence of Christ in creation, we must begin before creation.
Related to these mysteries that are now revealed.
See him as fully God.
Amen.
No longer hidden.
Amen.
And so, we
now
also
we
have
speak
the same
of
thing
God's
in Hebrews.
Secret
turn with me to Hebrews chapter 1.
A wisdom
one.
That has been
Hebrews.
Hidden.
If you're using the Pew Bible,
and
turn
that
to
God
page 1184.
For our glory
page
before the time began.
Again,
see,
we don't
God
know who
that these mysteries
the writer
now be revealed.
Of Hebrews was,
no
but we know
hidden.
Who the author was.
But revealed for
who's
you
the author of
me.
Hebrews?
For the church, for the body of Christ.
God.
Let's go on.
Right.
None of the rulers
God
of this age understood
word.
It. Now,
for
if they had, they would not have been. They would not
Peter
have crucified
one. We don't know
the
who
Lord
we
of
use.
For
however,
of,
as it is
written,
a lot of conjecture,
maybe
one of
Paul,
favorite
Peter,
passages
maybe someone
of mine.
Else. I hope
but
it's
we know
yours
that
too.
This is the
no eye has
God.
Seen, no ear has heard,
God
no mind has conceived.
Himself,
I think
is
of course that goes along with
His word.
Yes,
it almost
begs
to be sung.
Take a look at
no ear has heard, no mind has conceived. What God has prepared for those
the Son,
who what?
Meaning Jesus Christ.
Oh, come on, you could do better than that.
Son
those
is
who
the
what?
Radiance of God's glory.
Love him.
And the exact Amen. Representation of his being.
You see,
same
those
Christology.
Who love him.
Same wonderful
those
truth.
Those who have come to love him because they realize
see,
in Christ Jesus,
we see
God
the preeminence of Christ.
God
free
first loved you
creation.
And me. And enabled us to be able to love him in
his
return,
exact representation
through his Son,
sustaining
Jesus
all
Christ.
Things by the power of his word.
And so God
I
says,
want you to remember that phrase, sustaining
hey, my
all
child,
things by the power
no
of his
ears
word,
heard,
or his powerful word.
No eye has seen.
Come back with me to your outline,
no
and
mind
here
has
we're in Colossians chapter 1.
What I have in store.
We looked
for
at verse 15,
Amen.
Point A. He is the image of the invisible God.
Well,
he makes the invisible visible.
It almost gets
where,
you
where,
saying,
where Jesus
well,
Christ could say
Father,
to his disciples,
I
if you've
know.
Seen me, you've seen the Father.
I want to hear.
Remember when Philip?
I want to see.
Was talking
Follow
and
me.
The disciples, and
but
no,
God has
God
revealed
Thomas there.
It's
when the Lord
says,
"I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Spirit.
No man cometh unto the Father but
These
by
things
me."
That God
and so Thomas
has prepared
says, Lord,
for
show us
those
Father.
Who love Him.
And he says, "Have I
they
been with this long?" And you don't get it
in His Word.
If you've seen me,
the Spirit
you've seen
searches
the
all things, even the deep things
you've seen
of God.
Even from Christ
for who
lives
among
in Christ
us knows
himself.
The thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him?
Himself.
In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except
Fully
the Spirit of God.
Since,
he goes on to say, "We have not received the
so
Spirit of the
this,
world."
Let's
but the
go on to the next part, if you will. He's the firstborn.
So what Paul is
oh,
saying
I'll
is saying
you.
The same
Jehovah
thing, if you will, the same topic. The
He's the firstborn, and sometimes I use
the
transition
of
all creation
now.
But the
NIV
translates
this
passage very well. It's the firstborn over all creation.
We
see,
like to just
in the Old Testament
briefly
New Testament,
address this
the
problematic
term firstborn,
portion here,
whether it's in the Hebrew
where
or the Greek,
Paul says in
can
verse
be used
24,
in two
now
ways.
I rejoice in what was suffered for you, I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to
one of the ways,
Christ's
of course,
affliction.
Is first. Firstborn,
there is a particular
our
denomination
in our
family.
There are
many
Scott.
Denominations.
Our
second there's a particular
is
one.
Our third
that throughout
is Rachel.
The history of the church.
So Scott will always
has
be our
keyed
firstborn.
Upon this verse
that's
and saying that you know,
but there's another
there
application
that
for the
need,
word,
both
for,
here in the Greek
more
as well
works
as in the
of
Old
righteousness
Testament.
To be done.
Firstborn also
that you can avail yourself
of position,
from there, from the treasury of their
of
righteous deeds,
honor
and so that's why you had, if you will,
reigning.
Paying
a position of inheritance,
because
the
firstborn always got
the
double blessing,
of course,
the double portion of the inheritance.
Of the Reformation.
And so,
that's
but
erroneous teaching.
It doesn't
that's
have to be
error.
A chronological thing.
Christ has paid it all.
When you're saying,
but what is
this
Paul
one is our
about?
Firstborn
the
from an inheritance standpoint?
I believe
that one is being exalted to the position.
When Christ said, you know,
using that
in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good
cheer. That's how it's being used of Jesus Christ.
I will overcome the world.
See, Jehovah is
telling
to
be
say that. Oh, well, see, in creation, God also created this demigod,
affliction,
Jesus Christ,
because they're followers of Him.
That's wrong.
In fact, Peter says the same thing.
That
says,
doesn't.
If
really,
anyone suffers as a Christian,
that doesn't go along with.
You
the
see,
context.
There's general suffering in the world. There's
nor
no
does
doubt
it go
about that. Even people
the
who don't
word.
Believe in God says,
see,
there's suffering
Christ was
abounding in the world.
As
just
a
look at Africa. Look at the
Paul
the Middle East.
Use
look
a different term.
Around the world. Look at right here in our own nation. People are suffering. And so we would all certainly agree
but
to that, but
a
there is,
that
if you will, there's an affliction, there's an adversity
of
that you and I face as born-again believers.
A case in point in the
Peter
Old Testament.
Talking about, and that's what
Esau and Jacob
about.
Were brothers. Who was born
and
first?
And when you and I enter into that
Esau.
Adversity as a believer,
now, normally you
Jesus
would say that,
Christ
well, he was
enters
the
into that affliction
God
with us.
But God turned things around, didn't he?
He did with Paul.
And he
when
said,
he
no,
met
no,
Paul,
no.
He says, Paul, Paul, why persecutest thou me? Who was Paul persecuting? Jesus Christ was dead, buried, resurrected, and ascended to the Father. He was persecuting the church.
In
members
honor.
Of the body of Christ.
And Christ was identifying Christ as entering into their afflictions.
Where God says Israel is the firstborn.
Whenever Paul talks about the death of Christ and the suffering of Christ for our salvation, he uses either the word cross, blood, or death.
But what's he saying?
He does not use this word here.
It's a place of honor.
So he's not talking about
it's a place of inheritance.
The saving work of Jesus
Christ. It's a place
Christ.
Of preeminence, is what he's saying.
In spite of what some church
and that's how it's being used here.
Or what some
firstborn.
Dogma is being
not that
taught.
He was created by God
is that if
as the firstborn of, he is one of preeminence,
expect,
of rule, of
you
honor,
suffering,
of sovereignty over
even
all
within
creation.
Your own home.
That's the implication here.
Sometimes
that's what is being explicitly stated. Okay?
So
we see it in his position. And that
suffering.
Would be in verse 15, his
because
position
of our
being firstborn
the Lord Jesus
over
Christ.
All creation.
It's also referred to in
we
the New
also
Testament
go on to, if you will,
course,
as we see Christ's preeminence
in
creation,
with
we
the
see
Lord
it
Jesus
in his power
Christ. And suffering.
Verse 16, we see the preemence of Christ in creation
in
his
Paul
power.
He wrote to the
take a look at verse 16.
Those who will live godly, and I believe
for
that's
by
every,
him,
every
notice the prepositions too.
Wants to live
it's by him. All things were created. Things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible.
There are things that you and I don't see, but God created them. God the Son created them. We can't get around it.
There are things we can't see with the naked eye, with the human eye, but they're there, and God created them.
There is a
struggle. There's certain God-given laws in creation at work. You can't see gravity, but it works.
Because we have so identified ourselves with Jesus
Christ. Because
Christ
created.
But more importantly,
even though it's invisible,
because he has identified himself.
The spiritual world, too, is created by Jesus Christ. You and I can't see
so
that spiritual
on,
world
quickly.
Except through the Word of God.
In this passage,
except
we
the
have
word of God.
The greatest mystery truth
but it's there,
of all now revealed. Go ahead
there's
and fill that in. Christ in you,
us.
The hope of glory.
Jesus Christ created that. Aren't you glad?
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
That is the greatest mystery
on.
Truth.
And so
all the others are great.
For by him all things
really
are created.
The rapture,
in heaven
the resurrection.
And on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones
all
or powers or rulers or authorities.
Our justification
all
by faith. But the greatest mystery truth of all is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
And this is why.
For him.
This is why. First of
not
all, the glory within. Can
oh,
you
like
imagine
that, now and then,
that
we?
One who's declared by the angels, by
so
all
glad.
Of creation, and should be by the church, and
he
certainly is
himself.
By the word of God, that Jesus
you and
Christ
are created
is preeminent
in his
creation,
image.
In the church,
and now
and
the image
that
through the grace one. Of God in Christ Jesus, through the gospel, is being restored.
One, Jesus Christ,
and he did that
the
for
only
himself.
Begotten Son of God, has taken up residence
for his glory.
In your life.
All that
amen.
You and I see.
The glory within. Paul refers to it, if you will, in relationship
of
to Christ in the gospel,
and
that we
Indonesia
have this glory
say,
in clay
that's
vessels.
The way of the king.
Yeah.
We're just common.
Way of the king.
We're just common.
He created
we're
all
weak.
Glory.
We wear out, don't we?
I don't hear any amens there, but I know.
The radio or sometimes
some subdued.
That's a silly
but
question.
We have this glory.
Around Christmas time,
and
they say, you know,
of the Lord Jesus Christ
in
the very person of the Holy Spirit.
You
in fact, turn with me, if you will, very
I mean,
quickly to John chapter
ridiculous.
14. John chapter 14.
If you're a Christian and you're well read in the Bible, you know that's absolutely
one of the great
absurd.
Truths that the Lord Jesus Christ
how can
taught
you sell
the disciples
a star, name
just
a star
before he
person?
Was taken and crucified
they're already
on the
named.
Cross.
In fact,
for
in Psalm 147,
John chapter
Jesus
14, verse 17
them all.
And verse 23.
He knows the exact number
verse
of
17.
Billions upon billions upon billions upon billions of stars.
The Spirit
and he's
of
named
truth.
Every one of them.
The world, he's done it and did it.
John 14.
So you can't buy one
17.
To name one.
It's already done.
Yes.
But
the Spirit
it's
of truth, meaning the Holy Spirit.
And so we see his preeminence
the world cannot
in creation
accept him because
as we
it
see
neither
his
sees
power,
him nor knows him.
We
but
also
you know
see
him through virtue of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. But you know him, for he lives with you and
the
will
word
be
for him,
alongside
purpose,
you. No. Where?
An object.
In you. Take
there
a look
was
at verse 23.
In college,
verse 23,
taking
Jesus said,
course.
If anyone loves me, he
they
will
really
obey my teaching.
Hard.
My Father will love
due
him.
Diligence.
And we, meaning the Father and the Son,
exam.
We will come to him
well,
and make our home.
Well, the philosophy instructor
where?
There, the professor had
with
a
him.
Good sense of humor, too.
The word making our
well,
home is a, the word a permanent
and the final
dwelling.
Exam
a permanent dwelling. Therefore, we can say and rejoice in what God has said
philosophy.
To us. I will never
and that one
you
question was why?
You. The glory within.
That was
that's what Paul is talking
why?
About. Come back, if you will, to Colossians.
So all the students, of course, they look
one.
At that.
How and he's talking
that?
About this mystery that is now revealed.
How do you answer
Christ
that?
In you, the hope of glory.
And they were struggling and everything else. And, of course, they were
yes,
writing
we're not
reams,
Jews,
reams
maybe
paper,
some are Jews here.
And this
here,
one
and
lad,
I
just
praise
thought
the Lord
that
you've
come
just,
to know Jesus Christ as
well,
your Lord and Savior.
Yes, me, why?
He is your Messiah.
Because.
He turned it in.
But I would dare say that majority of
that's,
us are
that's
Gentiles.
A good partial answer.
For you and I know the real answer to the why.
Praise the Lord that this mystery is revealed.
And it's three words, not just one.
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Because of
the
Jesus.
The glory within. Amen. Now we see this
because
mystery, if you will, alluded to.
That's what he's saying.
For the New Testament believers in the tabernacle and in the temple where we saw the Shekinah glory.
So we see his preeminence.
But that was only temporary.
Not only in his person.
The glory of the Lord left the temple. The glory within the believer will not leave you.
He explains that in verse 15.
Christ in you, the
but
hope
also in his
glory.
Power. We also see it in his providence.
The glory within.
Verse 17. Take a look at verse 17. He is before all things. It could also
and
be translated, he is above all things.
Your life and my life.
And in him all things hold together. Remember what I asked you to remember
from
a woman.
Turn with me to Psalm 8.
Hebrews chapter 1, verse
Psalm
13.
8.
He
holds
about a glory
that
was inherent in the creation
of
man. That God ascribed a certain glory to man.
Theology.
Same glory different than the other elements of creation. Why? Because
about?
We bear the image of God.
Well, the same God.
Who created
all that
Psalm 8. We see in all that we are. Is the same one who preserves and cares and controls creation.
And
Psalm
I'm
8,
really glad about
and
that.
We're looking at verse 5.
And I hope you are too.
Psalm 8, verse 5.
That we see the loving divine providence of God.
Let's begin a bit verse 3.
Most explicitly,
when I consider your heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars, which you have set in place. We looked at that in the first part of Colossians chapter 1. The preeminence of Christ in creation.
Nothing
he
slips through his
placed
fingers.
Them in those positions. He's named them. He holds them together by the word of his power. Let's go on. It says, then what is man that you are mindful of him?
In his preservation.
David is saying, I look at all of creation.
And
I think,
providence
what is man? What
remember,
is little man?
We
just a little speck on the earth.
Number,
what is man
ago?
That you are mindful
providence
of him? Then he goes on to say, the son of man that you care for him.
And care.
Yes, God cares for you.
That's what he's talking about.
He also cares for those who are yet to
and
believe
we see
in his
preeminence,
Jesus
and his
Christ.
Providence, his control.
He also cares for those who will die in rebellion
this,
against God. Did you know that?
There was a group of tourists. Let me
he
tell you
also
this.
Cares for
there's a group
too.
Of tourists,
but
and they were going to
the
an atomic energy
five.
Laboratory.
You made him, meaning man, men and women, humanity,
well,
a
okay.
little
You'll
lower than the heavenly
this.
Beings.
When they went through the atomic energy laboratory,
glory
they were being
a little lower than the angels.
Glory.
You know, there's something fantastic
the
happens with the gospel. Is that when you
now
and
you
I
ahead,
come to faith
right?
in the Lord Jesus Christ,
and so you understand
that
there are electrons, there are protons,
that irrevocable truth of the gospel is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Maybe we're on that same
something transformed by the grace of God, your
and
life
so,
is transformed.
But they were explaining
and you bear
that
a glory that
in
you
the,
could
in
never
the atom,
bear, that
in
you
the,
could
in the
never
nucleus,
bore before.
There are protons,
we are as believers no longer a little lower than the angels, but beloved.
And there is something in the law
of
physics that Christ created
that.
Things that are alike,
do you see what he's done?
They repel.
The glory within.
Things that are opposite, they attract.
The glory within, the indwelling presence of the Lord
and so,
Jesus Christ.
And so they explain all of this, and they also said that the electrons going around the nucleus, of course, they're all,
you
well,
will
their
be
electrons
changed.
Are what? They're negative,
you will
right?
Be changed.
Yeah. And the thing is, why don't the electrons,
the glory to come,
or the protons,
hope, the word hope,
attract one another.
The great hope. It's a great word
that
in,
space,
in the Bible, both in the Old and New Testament.
Between the,
write this down
the
in your outline
the
there.
Hope.
What it means is a certain,
you know
a sure expectation.
One of the tourists,
not GI, I hope it's not going to rain today because we're going to have a lot of fun
laboratory.
Together at the picnic.
Because something else is stated too, that
hope
in the
Word
composition
of God, both
the
Old
the
Testament
atom,
and New Testament, it
that
means
more space
a certain
did you know that?
Sure expectation
there's more
based
space
upon the word of God.
And so, of course, it just
based upon what God has promised.
One of the
if God promises it, he will fulfill it, for God is faithful. Amen?
What holds it all together?
Yes. So take a look at this verse again, if you will. He says, this
why
is the glorious riches of this mystery,
come
which
apart?
Is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Not only the glory within, our lives
you
being
know.
Transformed by the very presence of the
you
Lord
know.
Jesus Christ within us.
God has told you so.
And within his church.
Jesus Christ.
But we also have the
by
glory
the wonderful
to come.
Power.
And
his
it's certain.
Powerful
it's
word,
sure. It's promised
it
from
God.
Our resurrected bodies. Paul talks about having the same glorious
the
body as the Lord Jesus
Adam,
Christ does.
That is invisible
in
to your eye and to my eye. The glory
God.
To come.
Aren't you glad?
Our resurrection. The
Amen.
Glory of the rapture.
I'm looking forward to that reunion, aren't you?
I'm going
to
be flying here. And
oh,
you can
do a better
amen
than that guy.
I'm looking forward to the rapture. I'm looking forward to the reunion,
okay, so
aren't
we
you?
See the preeminence
Amen.
Of Christ.
Amen, yeah, because it's going to be a glorious event.
Of Christ in his
the
church.
Glory to come.
Verses 18
to 20. Our completion and perfection
so that in everything he might have the
that's
preeminence.
That's going to be a glorious perfection.
And he is the head of the body. Now, he's not talking about the CEO, like the head of a corporation. He's talking about an organism.
That's the
goal. He's talking about a body.
And you have
he's talking about Christ being
God.
The head.
Therefore,
he controls
that,
and he gives life to it. He gives direction to the body of Christ.
That certainty of expectation that God will fulfill it.
And do you know something?
Paul says, I am confident
that the concept
that he who hath begun a good work in you will bring it to completion.
Amen?
Begin
the glory
in the heart
to come.
And the mind of Jesus
our
Christ before the foundations
Jesus
of the world. Did
Christ.
You know that?
We are joint heirs
that's
and fellow heirs with the
Ephesians
Lord Jesus Christ.
One.
Did you know that? Christ is going to inherit everything from the Father. He has already. And the wonder
Christ
of his grace
and
the glory of the gospel
the
is that you and
world.
I are co-heirs,
and
joint heirs
his body
with the very Son of
and
God.
Christ
inheriting all of this.
So we see his preeminence. In his position.
I know you want to mark
he's the
out
beginning.
Your plot.
The
right?
word beginning here has a twofold
I
meaning.
Do. I know.
It has a meaning of both source.
Because it's going to be a new heaven and a new earth.
Yeah.
And so we have the
primacy.
Glory to come. We could go
source.
On. The place and the
primacy.
Part we have in the new heaven and the earth. That's going to be a glorious place
all things
and part
begin.
That you and
he's
I
the
have.
Source.
And it's all because of Jesus
he
Christ.
He is the beginning. He is
it's
the first
not because
and
of anything
preeminent
you've
one.
Done or I've done.
Primacy.
It's not because of
and
anything
again,
we could do
to
even
word,
collectively
first
together. Even though by
again,
God's grace we can do a lot of things for his glory together.
But preeminence.
But all of this is
take
because
a look
of
at
Jesus Christ.
The beginning of the firstborn from among the dead.
And the glory of being in God's presence. Oh, we could go on and other verses. But let's go to number two,
of
the ministry received.
That's what Paul says
the ministry
in Romans
received.
14,
and that's in verse 28 and 29.
That Jesus Christ died and
Paul
rose
says, because
again,
there is that glory of Christ presence
the
within,
and
the glory yet to come, those are motivations for what you and I are to participate in right now.
Christ is the highest ranking resurrected being. Amen.
You know
let's
something?
Go on. His person. His person. We see this in verse 19.
You and I can.
For God was pleased, it pleased the Father that the Son was crushed.
Okay?
For our redemption.
But you've got to participate.
It pleased the Father that the Son rose again
you've
from the grave.
You've got to participate.
It pleased the Father that the Son is now at the right hand of God the Father.
This is what I mean. This is what really what
priest.
God means
it
through
It pleases
Paul's
the
writing.
Father that the
Take
Son is coming
back. Take a look at verse 28 and verse 29. We proclaim
it
him. There's
the
no
Father
other person
to have all
we proclaim.
The fullness of God dwell richly in him.
We don't proclaim our brother or sister in the Lord.
Fullness.
We don't proclaim South Mountain Bible
before
Church.
Incarnation.
We don't
before
proclaim any church organization. We proclaim
God.
Who?
After the incarnation,
he's
fully God and fully man.
Jesus Christ. We proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom so that we may present everyone
permanently
perfect in Christ.
Permanently at home.
To this end, I labor,
any of his deity.
Struggling with all his energy, which is so
powerfully,
which so powerfully works in
his
me.
His incarnate body, now his resurrected
If the
body.
Mystery is now
Let's
revealed, and it is.
His provision. His provision
and
is
you
seen
and
in
I
verse 20,
participants
and
in
through him
Christ
to reconcile to himself
glory,
all things, whether things on earth
that
or things
only the
in heaven,
gospel of
by making
bring
peace
into
through
a
his
life.
Blood shed on his cross.
And let me put it
his
a
provision,
little
reconciliation
more broadly.
The word reconciliation is just as important as the word justification, sanctification, glorification. It's just as important as the word redemption, too.
If we had time,
what
I could
does reconciliation
show you a number
mean?
Of verses that will support that.
At the root of the word,
I believe God also wants, by the very power of his gospel in his Son Jesus Christ,
to transform
it's always
our
a term that's related
and
to relationships
for his glory. Do you believe that?
And what
if God
go
has
ahead
done
and
through his
hand.
Son Jesus Christ in our reconciliation through Jesus Christ.
Now
he
you,
has exchanged our enmity, our hostility toward God
is
with now
doing?
Friendship and a relationship with God.
And are
that's
we participating with him?
And God did this
in that
by making
demonstration
peace
of his glory
through his Son.
Not only in our lives,
we didn't do it on our
but
own,
but in our marriages, because we have a covenant
Jesus
with him
Christ
in our
is the initiator.
He's the
and
one
are we
who
demonstrating
his
glory in our
homes? Amen.
I
peace
think that's a
the
valid
blood
question to ask on the basis
of his
of
sacrifice
Paul says
on the cross.
If
Let's
Christ is in, it's the hope of glory. Glory within.
So we see his preeminence
come,
in the church,
so
his
impact.
Position,
I don't
person,
mean just impress,
and his provision.
I mean impact our marriages, our families.
I find it interesting.
Christ's church.
In the recent news, you know, when anybody makes, say, a snide remark or a cartoon or anything about Muhammad,
we have some verses there. We don't have time to go there.
You know
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 15 through 16.
It seems like those who are followers of Islam,
you need
to
turn there, but just write down
defend,
these three things.
Have to defend
We're a new people
Muhammad.
With a new purpose and a new power.
You know, as Christians, we don't have to
We're a new
Jesus
people
Christ
with a new purpose and a new power.
You and I only have
from
to
From 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 16 through 21.
Okay? But that relates,
D.L. Moody
that corresponds
was,
to what Paul
participating
was
saying
right here
in verses
28
and 29.
Actually, it was
a very large
version, okay?
This is short
conference.
This is the Reader's Digest.
It was an exposition, rather, in
1893. All right. So
the ministry received,
there.
This is the ministry that
no,
you and
I'm
I received together.
Together,
and individually, we proclaimed Jesus Christ. He's the only way of
salvation.
Exposition.
And
we
one of the features
him.
Of the exposition, listen to this,
and
was a world parliament of religions. And so they had this huge pavilion where all the various religions of the world were represented. And each one was to give their benefit, if you will, or something positive about
and
them.
The word nuthesia,
and some people actually thought that if we could take a little here, a little here, a little here, a little here, we could put it all together,
can,
you know, and we could make
the idea
a worldwide
of the word
religion.
Nuthesia that is translated here,
beloved,
some
common.
Translations have
that's
it
common.
As warning,
but not right now.
It also might be
and
that,
so,
too.
When you
Moody,
and I are warning a brother or sister, biological brother or sister, or a cousin,
so what he and the church there,
Jesus Christ,
at the Memorial Church,
now
they
we can
took
say
every
ways,
opportunity
okay?
for the evangelism of the gospel to the lost.
We don't have to
there.
Say it as
21
like
million
that,
people.
The reality
can you imagine
is that, isn't it?
Reaching all those people okay. with the gospel.
So they rented all sorts of places. They rented theaters. They rented circus
that's a
tents.
Warning.
They used churches
that's
to present the gospel of Jesus
that's an
Christ.
Admonishment.
And one of his friends
word can also
said
be
to Moody in one of the meetings during that
to bring
week,
about that change.
He said, Moody,
through repentance.
How come you're not attacking
to bring about that change
the parliament
repentance.
Of religions?
Warning.
When you
please
and I are
this.
Living and sharing the gospel with our children,
I don't have to attack.
I don't think there's any excuse. Let me just a sidelight. I do have
all
two
I
minutes.
Have to do
as a sidelight.
And all
I don't
any
think there's
Christian
any excuse
has to do
for Christian parents
is to show
not to evangelize
just
your children.
Simply show and declare.
Don't leave it for the church
the
to do that. Don't leave it for
Jesus
Good News
Christ.
Club don't to do that. There's no excuse.
You know that
for parents,
that was one of the greatest evangelistic
to not
events
evangelize your children
in the history of Chicago.
There are
now, having
thousands
said that,
upon
and I don't want
to
put you on.
Came to know
well,
Jesus
yes,
Christ.
I do.
Not through religion.
I want to put you on edge.
But through a faithful declaration.
But along
Jesus
with that
is.
Admonition,
amen. And you know
I
something, you and I can
hope.
Do that same thing.
It's
because
not that we
part
can.
Part of our purpose together.
But we must.
Is to help
we
to facilitate that.
Do that same thing. We see his preeminence in creation.
That we can
his preeminence
equip
in the church.
Ministry
and now let's take a look.
Amen.
Paul changes a little bit of attack here.
And so,
having
all
that
this preceded now that we've gone over
theology,
now he's
teaching
getting personal.
Don't you love it when pastors
but it's done
you
with
know,
the wisdom of
they
Jesus
preach and
Christ?
Not all your wisdom, not my wisdom, not
so
our
you
collective
pull your toes
together,
in, you know what I mean?
But the wisdom of Jesus Christ.
No,
and that wisdom is found in riches,
that.
If you will,
okay.
abundantly.
Well, he's
in Jesus
getting
Christ.
Personal
take a
look
now. At Colossians
chapter
and
2.
Let's take a look at how personal against.
Once you were.
No
my purpose is that they may
no
be encouraged
and
hard, united in love,
were.
So that they may have full riches.
He's not
of,
just talking to one.
He's
complete
to all
understanding
of them.
In order that they may know
alienated
the
from God
and
were
God
enemies in your
Christ
minds because of your evil behavior.
But now, I circle that if you have your own Bible. But
now,
to have
we see the preeminence of Christ in the Christian life.
And teaching our children.
You see the preeminence of
you
Christ
and I
want to
have
life.
Wisdom.
You know, there
the
has to be a point
Jesus Christ, his gospel.
Where you move from biblical theology to
we
biblical
have
living.
Available to us.
There has to
unbounded,
be a point when our studies and studies and studies in the Word of God move from good
we'll
biblical theology
into
let's
a
go
personal
on. The presentation of the ministry is verse 28. To present,
and that's
this
what
the
Paul's
goal.
Doing.
This is the goal. Take
so
look.
The preeminence of Jesus Christ
so
in
that
the Christian
we,
life.
That's the word
he
kina,
starts with what we
were
told.
Without Christ.
There's a little three-letter
this
word
is what you
in
and
Greek
were without Jesus Christ.
It's like a big sign
an enemy
with an
of
arrow.
God. This is,
I would have been shaking my fist. I was
point,
at one
okay?
time.
This is the purpose. This
I was
the goal,
alienated.
This objective.
Separated is what
so it goes here, if you will.
Separated.
In verse,
what separated us from a holy,
half
just,
the other half
just
of verse 28.
Our sin.
So that we may present everyone
that's what we
perfect
without
in Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Alienate enemies of God.
The word perfect
because
here
because
means
of our
mature.
Evil behavior. What we are in Christ
complete.
Jesus, very quickly, verses 22 through
God
23.
And we get to a problem.
The body of Christ.
You like problems?
To bring believers,
do ya?
Members in
problems
that body
are good, especially when you get a solution.
And to maturity.
Right?
We know
yeah,
this is so because
take
it's
a look
not
verse 23. Here, but
follow
it's
with
also
me at verse elsewhere. Case in point, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through
verse
13.
22.
But now he has reconciled
so
you all by
come
Christ's
to the
physical body, meaning
full measure
his incarnation,
of Jesus
his death
that's
on the cross,
about.
And his resurrection.
Okay.
Through
and
death,
so we have
you
our
holy
part.
In
God's
his sight,
part is
without
verse,
blemish
and
free 22 in chapter 1.
The effects of the gospel are threefold here.
Now it's manyfold elsewhere too. But at least threefold here. Three things he says that the gospel has done in your life and my life.
22.
Because of Jesus Christ.
20.
First thing,
oh, no.
God says we are
sorry.
Holy in Jesus Christ. He has made us holy. Next thing, we are without blemish. He will present us without
yes.
blemish.
Verse 22.
Notice, But now he has reconciled us by Christ's
sight,
physical
without
body,
blemish and free of
through
accusation.
Death to present you
beloved,
holy
one
in
time,
his sight without blemish and
when
free
you and
from
I are going to stand
that's God's
because
part.
Of Jesus Christ.
Now we invite
before
you and I
Jesus
to have our
Christ.
Part in this.
And God the Father will see us holy.
And our part
in
is
him.
Proclaiming
perfectly
Jesus
holy.
Christ
without blemish,
admonishing
without sin,
teaching.
Now we're not that way
with
yet.
With all wisdom,
but positioning.
What's the goal?
Our heart.
The same goal our Heavenly Father has.
And without accusation.
For every one of us. Do you realize, according to Revelation
Christ-like.
Chapter 12? That there's one person who all
how do you do
the
this?
Time is accusing you.
We cry out like Paul.
Not your neighbor.
There in 1 Corinthians.
It's not your spouse.
Who is adequate? Who is competent for this thing?
But it's Satan.
That God has called us to do in partnership with him.
And he makes those railing
every one
accusations.
Of us have to cry out for that.
See what Bill
because
Gray
of our past,
did.
Because
did
of our weakness, because
said?
Of where we are right now.
And he makes those accusations
but
before God's word.
God. Take a look here in verse
about
29. To this, I labor struggling with all
Jesus
energy.
Christ.
It's in
who
his
is our advocate.
And his power, and it so powerfully works in me. The word powerfully works in
I
me is it effectually works and accomplishes what God
that.
Purposed it to do. That's what he's talking. An expanded.
He will present us
of
holy.
And so the power for
and
ministry is from God.
Aren't you glad?
God wants us to take a part in that. In the lives of our children, in the life of our neighbor, in our lives
the
of brothers and sisters,
also, here's
in the
problem.
Body of Christ. God wants us to have
some
a part
have taken
in
this verse 23.
If you continue. And he will
and they
enable.
Say, oh, look at this. You're
saved
God
by faith in Jesus Christ, but you've got
to
continue. You've got to work it out, work
because
it out, work
God
it out.
Paul
otherwise, you're going to lose your salvation.
In Philippians chapter
that's
2,
not what Paul is saying.
Verse 13.
It's a particular construction of declaration.
To do his good pleasure.
What is his good pleasure?
It's a construction
every
of declaration,
one of his children,
not doubt,
would press on to the fullness of the measure
it's the same
of
thing he
Christ.
Uses
amen?
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
If Christ be not risen from the dead, your faith is void.
In closing,
and your
questions to ask.
We started with three questions. Let me ask you three questions.
But Christ indeed is risen.
Am I personally experiencing the
you
truth
see how
of
Paul
the gospel?
Used that logic in 1 Corinthians chapter
15. I put
it
more personal now. Christ is risen.
I want you to ask yourself.
The gospel is risen.
People are being saved.
Am I personally experiencing this truth of
that
the gospel?
That is a declaration of fact.
What truth
of
the gospel, Bill? That's what he's saying. Now, how does it fit in
Christ
here?
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Well, beloved, if you're truly born again, if you put your faith and trust
in Jesus
Christ,
presence
Christ
in the
Christ
life
alone,
of a believer, it transforms
it is
every
death
believer.
And resurrection. You are saved because of
number
God's
two,
promise.
Is my life living
God's
proof
provision
the gospel
in
to
son.
Those around me?
And that salvation is
do my
an
kids, do my
life.
Sons and daughters
it's
see
an
Jesus
salvation.
Christ and his gospel in my life?
And so what he's saying here is that, you know, or am I singing praises
these
to God
will
on
be
Sunday
evidence
and I'm just
of your salvation.
His name throughout the week? Because of what he said before. Notice those prepositions.
Or
those,
I'm in loving fellowship on Sunday, but I am really
before,
resentful and bitter.
Present
throughout
and future.
The
beloved, they will take place.
I have peace and solemnity, at least outwardly, I think,
on Sunday.
But during the week,
things are
he
just tearing
apart work
in my life.
Bring it to
and I really want to make everybody
know
that
so
that.
Because God says it so. But what Paul is saying
is my
here,
life a living proof of the gospel to
these are going
me,
to be evidence
am I willing to
of
suffer
your salvation
and serve in the ministry of the gospel?
Not something you do to earn it or to hold on to it.
These questions
these are evidences
are for Bill Gray
of your
as well.
Faith in Jesus Christ.
What are they? Take a look.
You continue in
sure
faith.
The gospel of Jesus
you don't
Christ
say, ah,
still
check it all.
My life.
Well, beloved, if you're at that point in your
I
life
want
where
to be sure
with all
that my
you're
children,
probably not
my
safe.
Grandchildren, my next door neighbor sees the gospel in my life.
Remember that passage in Matthew where
Monday,
the Lord
Tuesday,
says there are going to be those on that last day and say,
Sunday.
Lord, Lord, look what we've done in your name.
And the people that I
well, we've gone to Sunday school,
week,
we've gone this, we've got baptized, we've done all these things.
And
he says, depart from me, you wicked. I knew you not.
I want to be sure.
There are those who profess.
But you know something?
Salvation.
I'm not adequate for these things.
We're not truly saved.
And so the evidence of salvation
like
will
you,
be evident in their life.
And like Paul.
But here Paul is talking to those who are saved through faith in Jesus Christ. And he's saying, you continue, you're established
and
firm and not move from the hope held out.
Can
in the
I live a life that is worthy
I believe
of his gospel.
Every born-again believer
I must
will
be,
press on.
And you must be in utter dependence.
Now, that doesn't mean that we don't have our times where we slip and fall. Father God, we want to thank
I've
you for the
gospel. I've done that many times in my own life.
We thank you, Father, for the very heart
but there
core
is
of the
that unrelenting
that
work of God's grace.
At oh, Father, I know there are many other verses and many other passages, but I pray, Father, that these passages
you
that of your word that we've looked at today,
God will not
Lord,
let
may
you
they
go.
Become anchor points in our lives
John
and our relationship
10,
with you, Lord Jesus,
30.
That we would have that surety of expectation.
But if your
that
life
which
is
you've
not
begun in our lives,
you'll
begin
to,
you will bring to completion,
then you're in
and
a
that
very
Christ
precarious
truly
position.
Dwells in us, the hope of glory.
Some of us have seen.
Along
well,
with
what
that
happened
prayer,
to that
Father,
person just
I
20 years ago? They accepted Jesus Christ
because
I saw it. They did it right
we
here.
We must also
at,
pray
at the That if there's someone here who went forward,
they signed
just
the card.
Made a profession of faith.
Where
in
are they
Christ,
now?
But well, they're here, there, and everywhere, Christ but they're again. Not for God. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit will move.
They're living a very precarious life.
May they be
life.
Admonished.
They really
may
are.
They be warned. May they be according taught the by your God. Spirit. That today can
so
be
we see,
the day
if you will, the evidence of the gospel
and the beginning
life
of a new
believer.
Life, a new adventure.
But also we see our engagement in the gospel.
Having
verse 23b,
forgiven,
this is the gospel that you heard and was proclaimed. And what Paul is saying, if you've heard it and you've heard it proclaimed, you need to get on the train.
Oh, Lord, I pray they cry out today.
And proclaim it.
In your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
You see, when we proclaim and declare the preeminence of God, it's not just the preeminence of Jesus Christ in creation. He is preeminent in all creation. Everything holds together by the power of his word. It's not only the preeminence of Christ in the church, the body of Christ, which he is the head and savior and Lord of. He's that also. But he is also to be preeminent in the life of the believer. And one of the ways we give evidence and we give declaration of his preeminences is by declaring his gospel to others. We can do this, you and I, every day. We also have opportunities to do that by inviting people out. Here we have Rally Day coming up next Sunday. Have you invited someone? It's going to be a special day, it really is. It's going to be a great day. We're going to be talking from Colossians about the hope of Christ in you, the hope of glory. I want you to bow your heads right now. Just bow your heads. I wonder how many here in the auditorium can say right now, Bill, I know that if I die today, I know on the authority of God's word, because I've repented of my sins, I've trusted in Christ, and God's Spirit bears witness with my spirit that I'm a child of God. I know that if I die today, I would go straight to heaven. Can you say that? While our heads are bowed, if you can say that, would you just lift your hand? The reason I'm asking you to do that, I want you to consider it. I want you to consider it not only for yourself, but for others. But I also want to say something. If you could not lift your hand, that you really don't know that you know that if you died today, you would go to heaven because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. You could know that today. And leave this auditorium with every bit of assurance from God himself and his promises in his Son, Jesus Christ, the preeminent Savior, that if you were to die this afternoon or tonight, you would go to heaven if you simply put your trust and faith in Jesus Christ. While our heads are bowed, if you're not sure, you can just simply pray a simple prayer like this. There's nothing special about these words, but let me just give you an example. Dear God, I am a sinner. I am lost. I need to be saved. I need to be reconciled by the blood of Jesus to you. I open my heart, God, and by faith I embrace Jesus Christ today as my Savior. Come into my heart and into my life, Lord. Forgive my sin and save me, Jesus. As our heads are bowed, I want to ask, if you said that, why don't you thank him right now for saving you? Father God, we thank you for the preeminent one, Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, who came into this world to be our Savior, our Redeemer, our Reconciler, that we could be saved, that we could be forgiven, that one day because of the gospel of Jesus Christ and Christ alone, that you will present us one time perfectly holy, without blemish, and without accusation, solely because of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Help us from this day on, declare the gospel to our loved ones, our friends, and those you bring in contact with us. We ask this, Father, in Christ's name. Amen.